Good morning and welcome to this edition of Public Affairs on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Stacey Mayer. Joining me today is Senator Dennis Pyle. Dennis, can you update our listeners as to what's currently going on in the Senate and anything that you are currently working on?
But yeah, I can give you a summary of what's going on and kind of what we think is happening. Basically, today we're going to go on the floor. We're going to be debating here in the next hour or so. And I don't have the general orders in front of me, the bill number. I think it's 365. And it deals with making 7 o'clock on Election Day the deadline for receiving advance voting ballots. And so looking forward to hearing the debate on it. And I understand there's a few amendments floating around. So that'll be another thing of interest. If you want to, anybody can go online now and listen in and view, too, I think, on YouTube. I think you can watch the Senate floor, actually, on YouTube, if you just put in the date and search that. But a couple of things I've introduced this year that I've been trying to push are, I've got a Senate concurrent resolution, which would do a little bit of judicial reform, and rather than have the bar pick the nominating commission, we would replace the nominating commission with constitutional officers, which I think there's 7 of them, which would be the Chief Justice, the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, the President of the Senate, and the Vice President, and there's a couple more. But anyway, I think there's 7 of them. And I'd like to see them be the nominating commission rather than the bar having their 4 picks or 5 picks is. So that's one thing that I did introduce. I think it's 1616. There's a number on this. You wanted to look that up. And then I've got Senate Bill 385, which deals with a Article 5 convention. And I've always argued that we need to have a delegate selection process in place before we call a convention. I think it's just important and imperative to know who's going to represent you in that issue. And my bill's simple. It just says the 40 senators. And there's good reason for that. They're already elected. They're here. We could openly debate stuff right here on Kansas on the Senate floor without a lot of chaos and traveling. And many more reasons. But those are a couple pieces of legislation that I've introduced this year. But I'd have to say the biggest thing that's going on is the tax debate, trying to get the tax cuts through. As many people are well aware, the the president and the speaker, they have their tax bills, and both of them have failed to pass veto. They have failed to override the veto, I should say. And so we're back square one. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. I personally would like to see the governor's tax plan be brought to the floor for a vote. It would eliminate all state income tax on Social Security. It would raise the standard deduction. It's at least a 25% increase for marrieds. It's a little more than that for head of household and single households. But that starts at the lower and works its way up. And it has an exemption in it to move the $40,000 to $100,000 exemption on property tax. So there's a lot more to it than that. It's Senate Bill 377. Somebody wants to look it up, but that's the governor's plan. And several of us signed on. It's a compromise plan. It's a good plan that I think needs and deserves a vote. But we'll see if that gets to happen. So, but that's kind of what's going on. I don't think flat tax is going anywhere. I think that people are tired of the top-down tax cuts. At least I know I am. I think it's time to start working the other way and start the bottom and work our way up with some tax relief, because history told us, you know, what happened under Brownback, when the tax bill that he passed eliminated the top bracket on income tax, and 2 years after that, the state raised sales tax on people, so everybody had to pay for the tax relief for that top bracket. And then just 2 short years after that, in 2017, they came back to us. Three-part tax, income tax bracket. So current rates today are 5.7, 5.2 basically, and 3.1. And the flat tax proposal that's been vetoed twice basically tries to eliminate the 3 and just go to 1 single rate. So, I haven't been supportive of that avenue of tax cuts. I think it's better to start at the bottom. And the standard deduction affects 75% of taxpayers. And so that's where we get the most relief to the most people. And I think that's the direction I want to go. I just want to get the opportunity to vote for the governor's tax plan, tax cut. So that's basically what I see going on for the most part. And I know it's quick, but you caught me here on the floor, and that's all right.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I appreciate the update, and we will touch base with you in a couple weeks and see where you're at.
Okay. That sounds good, and thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
I want to thank Senator Pyle for joining us, as well as our listeners for tuning in today. Be sure and tune in next Saturday morning for another edition of Public Affairs on KNDY Radio.